Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I like to say, welcome to another session of Sanity. And, you know, a funny thing about it, it's insanity. I get it, right? The stuff I talk about is insane. The solutions I give you, the ways to approach it, the things to do, are a little different. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My God, you know, it's just amazing to me. This is what goes on in, not just in L.A., but you see the same thing happen in parts of Florida. A Florida owner is outraged, no arrests have been made, after teens break into an $8 million mansion. And he threw a house party. I mean, how? If you've got an $8 million mansion, don't you have security? Wouldn't you have something to somebody watch over while you were gone, right? And, you know, basically, he's got all these people on security video. They've all gotten away with it. It happened on June 17th. The house had, he counted over 200 people that were in the house. He said they were helping themselves to his to everything in the fridge, to his clothes, to his jewelry. The mom said that they took some of her bags. Her husband is an oil executive, and the children were out of town when the crowd of mostly teens, they broke into the place. Right, there was music blaring. I mean, truly. They downed all the booze in the house. The crowd helped themselves to over a $1,500 bottle of Ace of Spades champagne. Other valuable wines. I mean, how does this get pulled off? That's what I want to know. No, really, sincerely. There are lots of photos and videos. This is these brain surgeons. Lots of videos posted on Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. The house is over 6,000 square feet, so, you know, I mean, plenty of room for 200 people, right? The house is an exclusive, you know, waterfront subdivision. Now, the funny thing about this, you would think the neighbors, somebody would hear this, somebody would say something, wouldn't they? And the people that broke in, I'm just telling the story because I think it's fascinating. The people who did this, they advertised the party 5 days ahead of time. They circulated a flyer on social media. This is according to the sheriff's department. They hunted it all down. When security showed up, the crowd dispersed, and some of the attendees swiping souvenirs, including purses, jewelry, and other stuff. I'm only laughing because, you know, I mean, give me a break. Where was the security earlier? How long were those kids in the house? Family returned to find their home in disarray. I'd be, man, I'll tell you what, I would be suing that security company big time. The daughter's American Doll collection all over the place, up on the roof mostly. The property had been listed on Zillow for $8 million. It's just amazing, right? The owner has stunned that many of the attendees, including a football player at a local high school, can be seen in the footage. They haven't been slapped in the cuffs. They haven't been brought in. They haven't been anything. The daughter of a local politician was also identified in the photos. Again, nothing. A lot of these kids in the pictures and the videos are local. They're football players, cheerleaders. Nothing's been done. Not a thing. Now, they're all claiming that they didn't know the house was broken into, the kids anyway. They showed up for the party. All they knew is that there was a party. Now, I hate to say it, I believe it. I believe a lot of those kids didn't know. They thought they were going to a party at John Smith's house. She pointed out that the main lights of the house weren't turned on and everybody fled when security showed up following a noise complaint. The teens clearly knew that they were trespassing because they wouldn't have ran if they were guests, would they? Wouldn't they have hung out? Right? They tried on her bathing suits, her husband's Super Bowl rings, smoked cigars in their home movie theater. Wow. No, seriously, people. How does this happen? I mean, you talk about an $8 million home. Now, over 50 of these partygoers were identified. Some have been interviewed. Some came forward on their own because they didn't want the aggravation. They didn't know that they had broken into this home. And there were 50 of those partygoers were identified definitely as local people. The sheriff said the problem here is, according to their laws, they have to prove that the intent was burglary. And many of them were invited on social media, didn't realize they didn't have permission to be in the house. So again, I get a kick out of this. This is kind of where those laws, we've talked about this before on the show. Right? The sheriff's following the law. But again, let's I'm sorry. I thought it was amusing. That's why I said it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always, I'm sorry. I got tied up in something that I couldn't believe. I thought I was having, like, you know, some kind of bad LSD trip, right? I mean, I'll play this for you later on. I just amazed. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Grilled Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. Just simply want you to be part of the solution. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I really am sorry. I can't stop laughing. Somebody sent this thing to me and come at me, and I looked at it. I was like, sweet Jesus, this can't be real. But it is. All right, back at it again. Hillary Clinton. I just find this amazing. Hillary Clinton actually has the gall, the guts, the whatever, however you want to put this, to call Bernie Sanders a sexist. Does she not know who she's married to? I mean, seriously. She, according to a scoop from the NBC Capitol Hill correspondent, Ali Vitali, former president candidate Hillary Clinton accused her once Democrat Party rival Bernie Sanders of being a sexist, who routinely made demeaning comments about women, including those he campaigned against. Now, the exclusive quote from Clinton came from Vitali's new book, Electable, Why America Hasn't Put a Woman in the White House. It's a political memoir about her time covering the female candidates of recent U.S. presidential elections. Now, Politico published an excerpt from the book, which focused on a Democrat primary in 2020, particularly Senator Elizabeth Warren's Massachusetts campaign. And you know what, Elizabeth Warren, my God. They pick these whacks to run for these seats. These unelectable people. Hillary Clinton couldn't connect with anybody. Harris has no clues of what's going on. The people of California knew more about her. Why do you think she couldn't get any traction here? So, the debate night she had with rival progressive candidate Senator Bernie Sanders. She said that there were comments that he allegedly made in 2018 that a woman couldn't win an election. Vitali's, well, and you know what? Was he saying it because she was a woman? Was he saying it because he felt that the community at large wasn't ready for a woman yet? I mean, I don't know. Don't you think you ought to ask him? Look, I'm not a fan of Bernie Sanders. I'll tell you what, he's probably the most honest of all of them. Vitali's book recalled during the now infamous 2020 Democrat primary debate night, moderator Abby Phillips of CNN addressed Sanders. He said CNN reported yesterday that Senator Sanders, Senator Warren confirmed in a statement that in 2018 you told her that you didn't believe that a woman could win the election. Right? Then she asked, why did you say that? He recounted Sanders' quote in which he claimed, well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the other media want. Anybody who knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would even think that a woman couldn't be president. Listen, even if he said it, give the truth of the matter and just say, I'm not so sure that the country is ready or people are ready to vote in a woman president. What's wrong with being honest about it? He's not saying that he wouldn't vote for her. See, this is where all this stuff gets convoluted and gets crazy. Just because I say something like that or he says something like that, does that mean he doesn't believe a woman is right for the job? Or is he simply saying people aren't ready for it? If you had said back, I don't know, in the 70s, early 80s, let's just say Barack Obama was running for president or thought about it. If you had said, I just don't think a black man can win as president, does that mean that you're going to read into that, that I'm saying, you know, black men aren't smart enough to be, black men aren't this, black men aren't that, black men aren't this? Or am I actually saying, hey, I don't think the country as a whole is ready for this yet. Not that they shouldn't be, but I don't think they are. Hello. The viral moment came at the end of the debate where Warren, with a hot mic, confronted Bernie saying, hey, I think you called me a liar on national TV. Sanders dismissed the charge saying, hey, let's not do this now. And he stepped off the stage after that moment. Now, according to Vitali, another famous female president candidate who was disgruntled in her 2016 loss commented on Sanders' sexist attitude. The journalist claimed in the excerpt that Clinton sounded off on Vermont Senator's sexism surrounding the incident. Hillary was watching the debate moment too. She said, I believed her because I know Sanders. I know the kind of things he says about women behind their backs and to them. You know, I can see him being a bit of a curmudgeon. I can see him spouting off on something. Can we just be honest about it? I mean, seriously. But Warren's no saint either. You heard some of the things. It's really funny how these Democrats with money are mad at Republicans with money. Right? Have all kinds of evil names for them. It's just amazing to me. Hey, look, I do. I find it quite amusing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time, again, the time you're spending with us, that you're on the air with us, that you're sending me messages during the show that I'm stupid enough to try to read. I'll just be honest about it, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. I can't wait to get to these other two. New Fox poll shows that 70% say that life will be worse for the next generation. No way around it. I hate to say it. I think they're right. You look at these mass shootings, foreign policy showdowns, inflations, the pandemic. A recent survey finds a record high number of registered voters think that life for the next generation of Americans is going to be worse than it is today. 70% actually say that life will be worse. Now, that's up almost 30 points from July of 2020. Pretty bad, huh? Now, I think it was September 2014, when 60% said it was going to be worse, right? You look around, and I said it the other day, you know, you can't expect all of this to go away in 4, 5, or 6 years. It's going to, with all the damage they've done, it's going to take a decade or decades to go away. How are you going to fix that? How are you going to deal with that? And all of this comes as voters continue to offer, you know, pessimistic views on the economy. But if they really took a hard look, they'd find out, no. Not really. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe McSee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? I mean, you have to be involved. You have to be engaged. You have to understand what's going on. And I got to tell you, you heard, yes, she took me to task. Okay, you got me on that one. But she, Sonya Smith said, look, I don't agree with you. Even if you have a little bit of information, you need to go. You need to just go ahead and give lay out the information that you have. Hey, she might be right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I thought, you know what? I'm trying to play these videos. It's not going to happen. Not the way I want it to happen. It ain't going to happen. So, what do I want to call her? Philadelphia School District, they were mandating masks for the first 10 days of the school year, right? And I was talking about that earlier. And you get some of these people, I don't know what to call them, some of these people have decided that they know better. Right? They know better than the professionals. They know better. So, come on, stop it. You're making me nuts. I had it here. Now I lost it. Never mind. Anyhow, you had this woman on TikTok. She was a counselor for kids in Philadelphia. And here she is. You got to hear this. I can't let the hour go by without hearing this. She talks about pedophilia being pretty much normal. Nobody decides to be a pedophile, she says. It's just, it's in you. It's ingrained in you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Well, I'm not buying. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. They try to do this all the time to us. They try to do it because, you know, again, they want to sell you on this stuff. They want you to believe that this stuff is real and true. And because they're specialists, or whatever you want to call them. Yeah, they're specialists, all right. You're supposed to unequivocally believe them. Whatever they say is true has got to be true. Again, amazing to me. So we're going to play, I want to play this clip of her. Him, her, it, them. I don't know anymore. I really don't. And let's see if I can pull this off. But you got to see this face, too. Or you got to, I can probably explain it to you. Because they really feel, I think this is a transgender person, if you would. And that's just based on the way they're talking and what they're saying. Take a listen. Come on, pray with me that this thing works the first time, because it never does.
Folks, my name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today...
Licensed. Licensed to do this.
I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk...
We call them pedophiles, yeah.
Talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population.
Why do you think they're marginalized? Maybe because they want to have sex with 12-year-olds? I'm just saying. No, I'm not going to. And I don't care. You guys on the left, you want to vilify me for stuff like this? Are you for real? It's just amazing to me.
You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated.
In air quotes. So what does that actually mean? I have no idea.
Related to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental.
Well, if you're diagnosed with it, how is it judgmental if you call somebody that? This is what, listen to, you, look at guys, don't just giggle. Listen carefully to the way they lay this out. Because there are uneducated people that will listen to her and go, yeah, you know, maybe I am being closed-minded. Maybe I'm not quite getting this.
Hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them.
No. We call them that just like somebody who's committed a crime is a criminal. Right? Someone who forces a woman to have sex with them, we call them a rapist. All right? It's not a negative term to hurt somebody. It's what they are. This is it. This is where the left has lost it.
I also prefer person-first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors.
You mean pervs who like little boys or little girls, right? Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about 25, 30. Look, I don't call somebody. I don't know, because I know that somebody labels this. If a 19-year-old wants to sleep with a 16-year-old, that's not a pedophile. When a 30-year-old wants to sleep with a 12, 13, 14-year-old, that's a pedophile. Period.
So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or...
Interesting. Really? It's not our DNA. Is that what she's saying? Right? I mean, another show for another day.
To be gay or whatever you are. And you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Some minor attracted persons are attracted to a specific age range of minors, while some are not. And some minor attracted persons are exclusively attracted to minors and are not attracted to adults at all. Some minor attracted persons are also attracted to adults.
Yeah. I'm thoroughly confused here. I say that because if you listen to the words. She is a licensed counselor and sex therapist. She's advocating for for pedophiles. You can change the name. You call it whatever you want to. Right? I mean, what are they going to rename rapists soon? They're going to have to rename them something. She can't stand the fact that they're vilified. They're marginalized. And we shouldn't refer to them as pedophiles. Is she for real? This is sick. This is just sick. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. This is why you have to get involved. This is why you have to go to your kid's school. This is why you have to do these things. Stop thinking it's all going to be fine. It's all just perfect. There's no big deal here. Nothing to see under the hood. This is how they get your kids. They make you feel bad about who you are. They make you feel bad about questioning them. Do you care more about the kids or do you care more about feeling bad or somebody else's feelings? It's just amazing. College conservatives in California are suing their school after being treated as second-class citizens, as well they should. Right? Young American Foundation? They're out there. They're sticking up for their rights. And you should be helping them. So I'm seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entry and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden.
burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, which means you need to engage and get informed. That's the best way to make it happen, okay? Yeah, see, I told you there's smarter people than I am in the chat room. We were doing that story about the pedophiles. And I'm so tempted. The 80% of pedophiles know the family of the molested child, or the child they're molesting. 855-ROADSHOW, 855-732-5563. So the, as I was saying earlier, the college conservatives in California, they're suing the school because, you know, they don't give them the same rights as the other groups. Why? Because it's the Young Americans Foundation. Now, the YAF students at Clovis Community College, they're represented by the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, called FIRE. They filed a lawsuit this week because, you know, Clovis tried to put up barriers against our ideas because the administration didn't like them, just simply didn't like them. I see that even at the high school levels. So the YAF Clovis founder, Alejandro Flores, said that the opposite of what a college should do. Our college should be encouraging us to discuss and sharpen our ideas, not shut us down, not shut down the conversation. Don't you love it? These kids have a clue as to what's going on, right? You know, I mean, he said, today our students at Clovis Community College, the YF chapter there, announced that they're suing their school, specifically the administrators and the president of the college, because they're discriminating against them. Right? And the only difference between them and some of the other clubs is they have conservative values. That's it. Conservative ideas. You know, this is the fact that the school removed their posters, didn't like the messages that they had. Conservative students who were hanging around the campus promoting anti-communist ideas, right? They were told to move along. They were actually memorializing some of these pictures that they had. They were memorializing all the lives lost in communist countries. They were telling the truth about communism. Can't have that at a school, can you? The school took them down because someone complained. One person complained. Well, I'm sure it wasn't one person. They know what they're doing. They know how to do these campaigns to get these things down. And they didn't like the fact that you actually saw what communism did. Some people said they were offensive. What was offensive? What? Did you saw dead people lying around? You saw people starving and homeless? What was offensive? Take them for a ride through downtown L.A. You want to talk about offensive? But the school took them down because, you know, in their attitude, they didn't get permission to put them up to begin with. You know, fast forward after that, another situation where the chapter wanted to hang up pro-life flyers around the campus. This was around the time the Dobbs decision being discussed. It was brought before the Supreme Court, and the school refused to approve those posters to be hung. Instead told them that they could hang the flyers on a so-called free speech kiosk. So again, they're deciding there's only a certain place that you can have free speech. It's not how it works. Right? Now, it's an area where not many people walk around, an area where not many people have to walk by. It's a really run-down area. It's not been well-maintained. Yeah, fine. So conservative students are relegated to, like, the third-class areas. And I'm glad that somebody is taking it on. I'm glad somebody is saying, enough. Enough of the craziness. Now, the irony here, he goes on to say, is that really the school is kind of becoming an authoritarian state by not allowing them to hang up these flyers. I mean, and what was revealed, actually, in a public records request done by the Young America Foundation, it showed that the administrations were kind of scheming behind closed doors. One of them wrote in an email that he would, quote, gladly take the flyers down after people complained about them. Other people, administrators, discussed potentially changing the policy, rewriting it not to allow these kind of posters to be hung up. These kind of posters. I mean, seriously. Yeah, I would do what I would do. I would make up posters, right? That I don't know. I'd come up with something, and I'd say, no, we want to hang some pro-abortion posters, you know, women's rights posters, And man, before they could say anything, I put a poster showing what comes out of the body. What's left of that baby that they tear apart. You know, seriously. You know, I made a visit to one of those care pregnancy centers, crisis pregnancy centers. And it was great to hear the staff talk about what they do. When the girls come in, it's not a browbeat, how dare you try to kill a baby, that's not it at all. First, what they do, because Planned Parenthood is known for this, other abortion clinics are known for this, that when you, you know, they get a pregnancy test, or Planned Parenthood tells them they're pregnant, they get paid big bucks to do an abortion, that may not be needed. Because in a lot of cases, not majority of, but a lot of cases, the girls aren't even pregnant. You know, the pregnancy tests aren't totally accurate. That's why sometimes they take three or four or five of them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, when I was there, I could also hear what she says is that the director said that when they do the test and they find out they're pregnant, they verify with an ultrasound. Many of the girls, after seeing the ultrasound, realize it's not a blob of cells. See, they go in there with the mindset, it's just a blob of cells. Right? Now, once they really know, once they understand and know what's going on, they change their mind. Think about that. That's why I say to you, and they rely heavily on volunteers. You want to go in and answer phones one day a week? You save them a boatload of money. Think about it. And look at all the great stuff you get to do. The great people you get to be. You might be able to save a baby's life. You know what I'm saying? And so I went through there. Anyway, she explained to me how she coaches the young ladies. And again, once she shows them an ultrasound, very few of them decide to go on with the abortion because they have been told, they have been browbeaten schools that it's just a blob of cells. There's nothing there. And even so, if a young lady decides that, hey, I can't do this, I know it's a baby, but I can't do this, this is what they're told again by the left. You're too young for this. You can't do it. You know, I guess you're young enough to have all the unprotected sex you want. Because they can handle it. They can take care of it, right? That's the crazy part about it. I mean, that in and of itself is a sin. That in and of itself, them leading those young ladies down the wrong path, not telling them the truth, that should be against the law in and of itself. Why are they so afraid for them to have every option available? I'm not talking just about abortion. About understanding about communism. Socialism, what have you. What are they afraid of? I'm glad that this group, the Young American Foundation, is going after the administration and there's a lawyer that's willing to help them. You know, they're getting a track record, this group, of holding these schools accountable. Of actually, you know, finding an attorney that will take it on. You know, they sued, Berkeley? University of Florida? They're not having this. And it's about time we started pushing back. You know, for the longest time, it was live and let live, remember? We go, I know, you know what it is, everybody's got a right to believe what they want to believe and do what they want to do. Okay, that's cool. Well, we don't. And that's where they were heading all those years. We don't. They were heading down the road of making sure that we didn't have a right to do the things that they wanted to do. And you see it. You saw it when Donald Trump's house got raided. Right? You saw it while Eric Holder is running out free after having a contempt of Congress complaint filed against him. And Steve Bannon and others have been drugged into court. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. Anyway. All right, guys, look, God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me next week. Right? And think about it. Think about the things you can do to make life a little better for somebody around you, for your community, for your grandkids. I'm Joe Machine, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.